Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram at TheItsPossibleGuy. And the objective of this podcast is to help you find happiness no matter where you're at in your life. And I'm your coach, Joseph Anderson. I've been coaching for many years and help people find happiness and joy and success in many areas of their lives. And so my goal is to help you find happiness no matter where you're at. And today's episode is entitled, The Two Things That Are Required for Success, Patience and Diligence. Or even patience and consistency, you could call it. Well, one of the things that I've seen in my life that I've really struggled with is being consistent. Why? Because when you don't actually think that you can get done what you want to do, plenty of times you don't even try. Especially if you happen to be in that case where, you know, you've tried and failed and tried and failed and tried and failed. And I don't know about you guys. Maybe you guys have just tried and succeeded at everything you've done. But for me, there's been many, I've allowed myself to be held back. I've allowed myself to not be able to fully see the vision. You know, it's interesting because there's a scripture that says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And I was pondering this morning as I was in the temple, what that really means. How does Christ, like, what is his role? Because the scripture, I know some people say, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheth me. That's not what it says. The scripture says, which strengtheneth me. So what is his role? His role isn't to encourage, to strengthen, to give hope. He's the most amazing, incredible coach that there ever was. Because the truth is, if you are patient and consistent, there is nothing that you cannot do. But we either become impatient or we lose our consistency. You know, even it's not even when we, you know, I've mentioned before when I travel, when I go on vacations and such, it's not even that that gets to me. It's the not immediately getting back into rhythm. And then being hard on myself. I want you to think about in your own life, what is something that you would love to see happen? What is something that you would love to create in your world? Now, how much time and energy have you spent on that recently? Probably not as much as you think. And sometimes people are going to say, well, I'm busy. I've got all kinds of things that I really need to be doing, and I don't have time to do this. Now, I'm going to say something that might seem unpopular, but it is true. We have time to do what we want to do. I mean, last night, I ended up watching one video and another video, and then I got entrenched in this particular game show that I didn't even really like. And because I'd seen a spoiler, I already knew who won. But I was so entrenched by the intrigue of what was going to happen and how was it going to play out. And fortunately, I think it was just, I was able to stop for a few moments and Heavenly Father was able to just say, hey, Joseph, stop, go to bed. Or I might still be watching it. You know, the things that fascinate us are not always the things that we want to fascinate us. I really don't think that we try. And when I say try, I mean be consistent every day at doing what you want to do and see if it works. What is the thing that you want to do in your life right now? And pause it if you haven't come up with it yet. How much time and energy have you spent moving towards that recently? I know for me, it's not as much as I want. And that's the frustrating part. Like, we get so caught up in our heads and in everything that we are doing in our lives that we don't really want to do. And I think it does. I think it does come down to priorities. So what if you did? Like, what if you started being patient and letting things appear? It's like there's another scripture that came to me this morning when I was in the temple. And this is in the Book of Mormon, and it's in a book, Alma, chapter 32, verses 41 through 43. But if ye will nourish the word, and you can replace word for anything that you want to do in your life. Ye nourish the tree as it beginneth to grow, by your faith with great diligence and with patience, looking forward to the fruit thereof. So expecting, hey, you know what? I'm planting this in order to get fruit. But he's also not saying, fruit, be there today, go! It shall take root, and behold, it shall be a tree, springing up unto everlasting life. And because of your diligence or consistency and your faith and your patience with the word in nourishing it, that it may take root in you, behold, by and by ye shall pluck the fruit thereof, which is most precious, which is sweet above all that is sweet, and which is white above all that is white, yea, and pure above all that is pure. And ye shall feast upon this fruit, even until ye are filled, that ye hunger not, neither shall ye thirst. Then, my brethren, ye shall reap the rewards of your faith, and your diligence, and patience, and long-suffering, waiting for the tree to bring forth fruit unto you. You know, I love this example for a few reasons. I remember when I first saw this. The thing that I first saw was, oh my goodness, if you're being diligent watering a tree, you might be being diligent for 15 minutes a day. The tree doesn't need much water. It doesn't need that much pruning. It doesn't need that much taken care of. There are going to be moments that you've got to jump in and do stuff. But most of the time, it's really just allowing itself to grow. Your only job is maintaining it. And when you get in momentum, when you're working towards something that you want, the momentum is much easier. When I haven't been writing for a few days or weeks or even a month on my book, the momentum to just get that going again feels like it takes a bit. But if I'm just showing up every day and I'm not even second guessing what I'm doing, I do very well. You know, and so even if you can only do 5 minutes of consistency a day, do that. And that will grow. Like, we live in this world of microwave success. Now, have you ever microwaved, like, they've got these really good chicken planks at Costco. And if you microwave it, it tastes okay. And, you know, I can microwave it in a few minutes and I can be eating and I can be done. But if you put it in an air fryer, it tastes amazing. It tastes just like Chick-fil-A itself. Well, when you think about that, like, we're so just like, oh no, I've got to have this done. And this idea that we've always got to do, like, I can't believe I didn't do more with my life before, never goes away. Okay? That never, ever, ever goes away. So the times you look back and be like, man, I wish I would have done my 30s better. I wish I would have done my whatever better. First of all, you can't. And second of all, you probably wouldn't have. You can only do today better. Like, focus on what you're doing now. Focus on what you can do better in this moment. So what is my objective in this particular episode with you today? Be patient with yourselves, please. For the love of everything, start being patient with yourself. And also put in the work. If you want to write a book, put in the work of writing a book. And I will even say, now I know that I have gone probably on the extreme of the end of, hey, make yourself as attractive as possible and everyone's just going to find you. Well, maybe there's some truth to that. But what if you actively started engaging, if you're interested in dating, you actively started engaging yourself in doing things that somebody would do if they were looking to date. So things like, you know what, I'm just going to, you know, hop in this ice cream shop. I'm going to hop in whatever. And if there's a cute girl, I'm going to talk to her. And I'm going to say hi. And then I'm going to flirt. I'm going to be a little bit vulnerable. I'm going to take some shots. You know, see, when we have small things of vulnerability, small burst of vulnerability, let's call it, it feels like everything's on the line. You know, it feels like you're up to bat in the World Series and it's game seven and there's two outs and it, you know, it's a full count. Well, when it feels like that, it's going to feel very lots of pressure. But if it was just a conversation, like the times that I'm not trying to get clients, I get clients. And the times that I'm trying to get clients, I don't get clients. Well, people just want to be treated like people. They don't want to be treated as a prize. They don't want to be treated as, I don't know, something they have to, some conquest or something you have to win over. So if you want to date, and you're not actively putting yourself out there, looking forward and taking actions that are going to lead to dating, then I would invite you to do it. If that's what you want to do, I would invite you to do it. I think we can. Like, I'm learning. Well, actually, I'm learning a lot. I'm learning so much. I mean, I'll share with you guys that for probably a good, the first 10 years or so of my coaching, I mean, maybe even call it 15, it was more about the raw, focused coaching, intentional coaching, get stuff done coaching. And for the past, 7 years, it's been more on the other side. Hey, let things happen. Well, first of all, in the first place, when I felt I had to get stuff done, I never did most of it anyways, so it didn't really work. And the whole idea of just letting things happen hasn't really worked either. Now, there's a difference between letting things happen. Well, and so my point is, there is a middle ground. The extremes are dangerous. See, if I have my schedule so focused and so planned out, and if I miss 5 minutes and I freak out, that's the extreme. And if I also just sit there and be like, whoa, dude, I'm just going to sit here and I bet clients are just going to knock on my door. That's the other extreme. I believe there is balance in all things. And so what is the balance? The balance is figuring it out for yourself. The balance is exploring. And it's funny because sometimes I'll come, you know, just a few weeks ago, I did that episode on, you know, finding your rhythm of life. Well, I did that, and then I didn't stay with my rhythm of life. What if we did? You know, like, what if we stayed with our rhythm of life and, you know, something that, you know, I happened to listen to another coach's podcast, and one of the things that they said on there that I liked was... You know, and her name's Jody Moore, and she's a coach. And I'd heard about her podcast for a long time, and I just never bothered listening. But there's a couple episodes that pertain to building a coaching business, so I looked them up, since she is definitely further along than I am. I mean, she's built a massive enterprise, and that's cool. Well, you know, and she was kind of talking about these ideas of consistency and patience, and you know how, you know, when. And she said one of the things, though, that I really liked that she said is, I allow it to just, there's people that are super perfectionist, and she used the word, the people are hot messiness. I think this podcast is mostly intended for females, but the hot messiness, she said that actually worked out for her. She's so the opposite way of being perfect that she just gets stuff out in the world, and I have not had that ability, but I've never tried it. I've never just been like, hey, this is good enough, let's do it. I mean, I've got plenty of really cool things I'm actually working on. I mean, even my book, I've been working on it for so many years because I want it to be nearly perfect. That's not how it works, guys. And that's something I've really struggled with. So maybe there's something also about just letting yourself be good enough where you are at and just executing. You know, just taking the next action and taking the next action and taking the next action. You know, in my, and then there's a book called The Rich Man's Secret that basically says, take the next step, no more and no less, and the next will be revealed. So my invitation to you guys this week is to just start taking action. Take the action, start putting in the time, and you're going to get results. I hardly miss a day at the gym besides Sunday. So go figure, I get stronger. But I miss plenty of days, whether it's creating new clients, whether it's writing in my book, whether it's, you know, studying, coaching, training. I miss lots of that. And so those areas have not been as good as my body. That sounded funny. I've still got plenty of work to do, but I do focus a lot on staying in excellent shape, and you know, and that's great. But there's also other things that I need to do as well. You know, I spend probably between on certain days 3 to 4 hours between going to play basketball, and those are things that I love to do, and I love the results the gym gets me. And I love listening to the biographies. You know, that's interesting. I'm just going to share this because I was listening to it yesterday. In Frank Sinatra's biography, I had no idea that he had a pretty rough upbringing. And even when, you know, the doctors, when he was born, the doctors, his mom was having troubles and the doctors were just trying to save her and pretty much threw him to the side. And a loving nurse picked him up and they pulled him out so hard from his mother that they ripped part of his ear. They left a nasty scar on his face. And then she patted him on the back and he started to breathe. And otherwise, like, if it hadn't been for that nurse, Frank Sinatra might never have lived. And I don't know about you, I just barely got into some of his songs. I like some of them. I haven't heard most of them. But some of them are so amazing. Some of them are so powerful. I love the song My Way. It's like, basically, I did my life my way. Did he have a choice about the scars that were left on his face or his ear? No, he didn't. But I guarantee he was much more successful than many people that don't have a scar on their face and their ear. And what if we just let all that stuff go? Let all the stuff go that we thought was holding us back and start fresh and new. Stop worrying about what your past has become. I've done that many times. I do that many times. And just let yourself be in this moment. Let yourself be in the now. And just go see what happens. So I would invite you strongly and encourage you to start doing the things that you want to do And I know there's been a couple weeks without podcast over the past few weeks, and I'll do better at being more consistent at that as well. So guys, do the thing that you felt inspired to do, the thing that you want most. I would even invite you to set aside, you know, 10, 20, 40 minutes a day towards the thing that you want most. And if you're able to, do it right in the morning. Now, you might have your routine, but if it's something you want to do, do it. And let me know how it goes. So once again, this is your coach, Joseph Anderson. And thank you guys so much for listening today. Go out and do the thing that you feel inspired to do. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back. And go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down and, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve, and I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see, that you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing it happen. You know, and also if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co, and in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form, fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.